My name's Stuart Langridge, and my favourite game is Max Payne Kung Fu Edition.
My name's Shona Bacon, and my favourite game is Guitar Hero World Tour.
And this is...
Shot of Jack. In recent years, Apple have become an unquestionable success in the consumer market. Through their unique design, packaging, and commitment to quality, the Cupertino-based computing giant has delivered a string of hugely popular products such as the Mac, iPod, iTunes, iPhone, and most recently, the iPad. In this day and age, Apple watching is a spectator sport, with a Twitter-o-rama and blogosphere-o-ecosystem all ablaze with what Steve Jobs will do next, and which markets Apple will target. Well, let me be next. Apple is going to release a games console in the next 3 years. Apple have got a lot going for them that could make them quite a serious play in the gaming world. They've got content, the means to deliver content, they've been rated as the most admired company in the world by Forbes magazine in 2008, 2009 and 2010, and they have an absolute shitload of money. Design, content, money, reputation, that's an interesting set of attributes. The proposition is not without risks, though. The gaming world is dominated by Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo, and the industry is notorious for inaccessibility and the cost of becoming a player. Gaming is a huge business dominated by a limited collection of key publishers who already have multiple platforms to contend between. And while Apple is attractive to consumers, is it really attractive to publishers? So, are Apple going to release a games console, and if so, will they be able to pull it off?
If you look at the gaming world being currently dominated by Sony, Microsoft and Nintendo, Sony and Microsoft are really quite new players in the market. You know, Sony came up with the PlayStation out of nowhere, and then Microsoft came up with the Xbox out of nowhere. Before that, there were companies like Sega and so on. So it's not by any means impossible to, to become a major player in the games console market, as long as you have, for example... content and the means to deliver content and a shitload of money, which Sony do and Microsoft do, and clearly Apple do as well. So, I mean, the only long-standing current player in the market is Nintendo.
Well, it's, I think it's interesting because, you know, Apple have become incredibly successful in recent years. And one thing that I didn't realize until I started researching this was Apple did actually have a crack at releasing a games console back in 1995.
They did.
Yeah, the Apple Pippin. I hadn't heard about this.
It was a failure as big as the moon.
It was, in fact, one of PC World magazine's list of the top 25 worst tech products of all time. And in 2009, ScrewAttack.com ranked it number 10 on the top 10 biggest busts. So Apple really fucked the pooch on that one.
Well, they have the advantage that because they have a shitload of money, they can afford to have a punt at this and not get very far. You look at Apple TV, right? Mm. It's not been a great success. There are people out there who use it and love it, absolutely. But it's not been the huge success that it could be. One of the key points, I suspect, is that an Apple games console would be an Apple TV that can also play games. It would be an Apple games console with an Apple TV built into it. So it's not just... like the Nintendo Wii. It's not just for playing games. It would be much more like, I suspect, the PlayStation 3.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's... So part of when I was, you know, thinking about this and doing a little bit of research into this, there's an analyst called Michael Pacht, who works for a firm called Wedbush Morgan. And he thinks that Apple are going to release a device no earlier than 2015. And he said in a quote that the Trojan horse is that the device will be an internet access hub, and that they could then sell movies and other products. And he continued on to say, what Apple cares about is getting into the living room, and an Apple TV with games has a higher likelihood of succeeding than Apple TV without. And I think there's a lot of truth in what he's saying, because Apple TV is, I think, been a moderate... You'll notice that I didn't put it in the list of successful products. I think it's been a moderate success, but by no means has it infested the living room the world over. But I think that one of the things that's missing about it is there's nothing particularly unique about Apple TV, as opposed to, you know, a lot of what you get in Apple TV, you can get on a regular DVR box that you get with any cable provider. But part of the reason why I think Apple is going to do this, and they're not going to wait until 2015, they're going to do it in the next 2 or 3 years, there's a few reasons. First of all, Apple has got huge consumer success, so they've done really well with consumers. Apple is a brand that consumers trust, and it's a brand associated with quality as well. Secondly, they've got the content, and you know, with the iTunes store, and they've got the ability to deliver it, such as with the iTunes store. But the other thing is that Apple not only know how to make great hardware, but they've also carved out quite a reputation with application developers as well. And so they've got this, Xcode, and they've got this whole development framework as well that they've been successful in. So what I was thinking is, you know, consumers love Apple. They're great at design. They generally produce really good products. They've carved out ability in the development world. And they've got the ability to firm up relationships with large publishers and large studios, I think, because what they've achieved with the iTunes and convincing people to put music on the internet, there's no reason why they couldn't have these achievements with games publishers, in my mind.
Well, I mean, there are already ways of getting games on the internet. Look at Steam is the obvious thing here. The reason I disagree with you, I think, is that Apple's reputation is that using their devices is easy to do. It's pleasant to do. It's pleasurable to do. And yeah, the reason for that is that they lead from the front. If you buy an iPhone, you can go and buy other apps on that iPhone. And anyone can design an iPhone app any way they like. I don't believe Apple will reject your app just because it's not as well designed as an Apple application. There's some of that. But more importantly, people designing iPhone applications, iPad applications, Macintosh applications do so because they have a great example to live up to. If you took an app that didn't work very nicely and didn't look very good and stuck it on a Mac OS X desktop, then it would look rubbish and out of place. So because it's surrounded by stuff provided by Apple, there's a drive towards making your applications fit in with the overall mise-en-scene of the platform, right?
Yeah.
Games aren't like that. A game runs by itself, right? It's not fitting in with anything else on the platform. And more importantly, I don't think that people, a games publisher who wants to put a game on the Xbox and Apple Game or whatever it's called, will make completely different versions, a much more usable, prettier, more friendly version for Apple Game than they would do for the Xbox. Which means that you lose this whole example of being able to of selling game publishers on the idea you can sell on this platform as well. You'd have to build games just for it. And that's not
not what I'm suggesting. I'm not suggesting that Apple are going to come out with a whole new architecture for games development and that that games publishers are going to have to target that as well. I think it will be just another build. In the same way that, as we said in a previous shot, games publishers generally have a single code base and then they basically will have different builds for different architectures.
Yeah, okay, no, understand.
I think what will happen is this is going to be more of a hardware product that will go out there and run.
I understand that, but at that point, if you get exactly the same gaming experience, whether you're on an Xbox or a PlayStation 3 or Apple Game, right? What the hell's the point in buying an Apple Game? You've probably already got an Xbox.
The reason why is because, first of all, I think that it will merge together other content. So I think what Apple wants is
they want... But
the PlayStation
3 already does that.
Well,
the PlayStation 3 is an internet hub and it's a UPnP server and you can watch movies on it.
It is and it isn't, because you can get content on there, but it doesn't integrate particularly well. Like, you can download, you can get music on the iPod, but you've got to put it on there yourself. You don't have iTunes. For the PlayStation 3, you don't have iTunes for the PlayStation 3. Okay, you can't watch TV on the PlayStation 3. The PlayStation 3 is good for playing games, watching DVDs and Blu-ray, and basically loading a browser. What I think Apple's going to do is they want to have the box under your TV.
So it'll be what the PlayStation 3 should have been.
Exactly. I think the PlayStation 3 is a tremendous machine, but I think that it's kind of like a prototype for what Apple could do. And I think what will happen is, I think that Apple are not going to go after the hardcore gaming market. The PlayStation 3 have got that wrapped up. But what I think people are interested in...
Go after the casual gaming Wii market.
Yeah, they're going to go after Wii. And I think people are playing Guitar Hero. So as an example, I think what's going to happen is that you'll get Guitar Hero and you'll be able to download songs from iTunes. and play those songs inside Guitar Hero. You'll be able to play Grand Theft Auto 5 and be able to listen to your iTunes music collection inside the game and things like that. I think they'll come up with lots of interesting ways of doing that, but it will fundamentally be an existing platform that they'll ship on the hardware.
I can see some of what you're talking about, but it doesn't seem like enough of a proposition to me that it would get lots and lots and lots of people going, I want this, rather than the Xbox 360 that I already own, or the Wii that I already own.
Well, you know what? Fundamentally, we've got our views, but we are the very start of the conversation, so I'm really keen to see what people think about this. Do you think Apple are going to do this? Do you think it's viable that Apple are going to bring out a gaming platform? Do you think they want to own that little spot underneath your TV? Do you think that publishers will be interested in this? Do you think it's, even if they wanted to do this, do you think they could be successful? Do you think they've maybe got drunk on their own success with the iPod and everything else? You need to go to shotofjack.org and share your thoughts there.
Or you can go to shotofjack.org/discuss and find out how to talk to us on Twitter or Identical, or send us emails.
Yep, and we'll see you on the next Shot of Jack.